WJTL, that's Jordan Feliz with his song Can't Lose. Good morning to you. It's Winning Wednesday at 7:02. Today, we're giving you opportunities to win Toby Mac, Mercy Me, Matthew West sold-out concerts at the Giant Center. Isn't that right, Liam?
It's very exciting. It's the only way you can get tickets today, but that is not the only opportunity you have to win. We have Sight and Sound in the building, and we have an opportunity for you to win passes to see Noah happening from the big stage to big screen.
Yeah.
Almonds involved too, I believe.
Almonds involved.
That's
as well.
The real prize.
Today, our very special guest, our friend Ryan Miller, is here from Sight and Sound. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks
it
for
is
having
fantastic
me.
Seeing you again and catching up with you.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
I'll say hi to my wife and three daughters. So Megan, Sophie, Hadara, and Everly. Good morning.
And your kids are right at that really fun age, and you said they're having fun. They play well together.
Oh, yeah.
That's a blessing in and of itself.
Yeah, super thankful. They're the best. Love them.
So you have grown up at Sight and Sound because your grandfather, Glenn Eschelman, started Sight and Sound. What's that like to be a part of that legacy?
I mean, it's amazing. It's we started very humbly, and it's grown, and it's pretty big, but it's been an awesome thing to be a part of. We love it, and it's a fun job, and yet we're also passionate about the actual ministry and heart of it as well and what we get to do. So we take it really seriously while remembering it's musical theater, and you can't take it too seriously.
Right, and tell me what you do there, because you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, so I'm a producer, so I actually helped produce the remount of Noah that just ran this year, and that's why we're here. And then I also served as producer over the capture of it as well.
That's awesome. And so Noah originally came to the stage at Sight and Sound 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 1995. Yeah. It's been 30 years, and well-loved by our audiences and by us. And it's been awesome to have it on stage the way it worked out. 30 years is awesome.
So you guys not only have been performing it, but you recently filmed it.
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, I can't imagine having to make all that happen at once. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Yeah. So it's a production on top of another production, right? So the show itself is already kind of a miracle to pull off every day, seems like sometimes.
Sure.
And then on top of that, we add the live broadcast component. And so we have 15 cameras and TV truck and all the stuff and miles of cables and everything. And we have a jib cam and fly cam and steady cam and all the fun stuff. And really the goal is just to capture it and try and make it as close to the experience as we can for when it goes into movie theaters here soon. So.
And how much editing is done afterwards? I mean, you have to have a quick turnaround, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had to turn the file around in like 2 days. So not much editing. So it's going to feel live,
Yeah.
So.
And when does it hit movie theaters?
September 18th. And
so very soon.
One week. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're getting really close. It'll be in 1,000 theaters all over the country.
Wow.
And so wherever you're listening, it's close by.
Yeah, and where's the easiest place for them to find out where it's playing?
NoahEvent.com.
NoahEvent.com. Do you have, as growing up at Sight and Sound and growing up with Noah, do you have a favorite part?
Of Noah?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the top of Act Two, when the interior arc is revealed, it's just really cool. You kind of never get tired of seeing it. And you also, I never get tired of watching people watch it, if that makes sense. So, if you're like having a day and you need to be reminded, why are we doing this? It's like run out there after intermission and see the lights come up and just see everybody in awe. It's really, really cool. It's a special thing.
Yeah, Janae is here. She was at Kids Cookie Break, and we were talking about just seeing the child in not only children's eyes, but in adults' eyes. And you have that happen when the animals come out.
Yeah, exactly. Well. Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun. Really fun to see. And the spiritual side of things is awesome. And yet, also, just making people laugh and smile. It's great. We love what we get to do.
Do you get a lot of feedback about the spiritual side of things, the impact that it has on people's hearts and souls?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's something about, unfortunately, I don't think people often take 2.5 hours to just kind of like focus on a Bible story, and take it in and put themselves in the shoes of these people who lived like these very extraordinary events. And so I think it is impactful to people in a lot of different ways. But just getting to focus on a Bible story.
That's cool.
It's gonna be, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many people come to Sight and Sound each year?
Well, between our two theaters, I know we pushed like a million-ish, a little over a million if you count our two theaters, yeah.
Think about what your grandfather would think about that from when he started day one with his slideshow.
Oh, yeah. He's in awe. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty
amazing.
He
definitely did not set out to do this.
No, and then you think about how many people it's going to impact with the movie.
Yeah, yeah,
that
exactly.
That is awesome. Sight-sound.com to get more information about what's happening. What's the website for the movie again?
It's noahevent.com.
Noahevent.com.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets and some almonds as well, straight from Sight Sound. So stick around for that. That's on the way. Rend Collective, Brandon Lake, more music too.